Then the next quality of these perfections of our heart, of our true nature, when we let go and rest, this graciousness comes. And with it comes a quality of truthfulness, the truthful heart. Now, in all the stories of the 100,000 Mahakalpas of Buddha's lives, and they're told in the Jataka tales, they're kind of children's tales of when the Buddha was a rabbit or an elephant or a prince in Benares, all these wonderful fables and stories. In the course of those lives, as one reads the stories, the Buddha, like you and I, did many bad things and many misguided things. But the one thing he never did was lie about it. That was the one thread through even the worst of those misdeeds. He spoke the truth about what was so. He let himself see what was so, as each of us can. And this truthfulness of heart brings light into our lives. It shines light like a lamp in the darkness when we lose our way. To tell the truth to ourselves about our bodies, about our minds, about our hearts. To tell the truth in our society about the arms race, the craziness of it still, about the racism of our culture, about the addictions and fears of our lives. To tell the truth. You know Scott Peck's book, The Road Less Traveled, which has sold zillions of copies, begins with this simple three-word sentence, "Life is hard." I think that's why it sold so many copies. And truthfulness just sees things as they are. Life is beautiful and mysterious and difficult, all these things. To speak what is true and helpful, said the Buddha. And when one is to admonish another, there are five qualities to attend to. In due season will I speak, not out of season. In truth will I speak, and not in falsehood. Gently and not harshly will I speak. And to their benefit will I speak, and not to their loss. And with kindly intent, with compassion will I speak. It's the quality of seeing what is true and responding with mercy, to rest in the truthful heart with compassion as well.